The Bicycle Crazy Man. Hello, my name is Kira, and the title of my living book is called The Bicycle Crazy Man. Who buys packs of Kool-Aid and moves his bike to stick? You got it! The Bicycle Crazy Man. This is my dad's story. My dad was our age, and he lived in Nelson, which is in the Kootenays. Nelson was a beautiful, lovely, foresty farmland area. It had a lake, which was F-R-E-E-Z-I-N-G, freezing! He always had odd stories to tell me, but this one was the coolest. One night, a bizarre man appeared in Nelson. He had long, dark hair and never talked, but always mumbled to himself. Then one day, my dad and his friend Jimmy went to the store and saw this peculiar man. He was buying 5 packs. Yes, yes, 5 packs of Kool-Aid. "You must like Kool-Aid," my dad said to Ron. That night, they heard a peculiar sound. It sounded like someone was whipping a bike with a horse stick and then screaming. "Who would do that?" my dad asked Ron. My dad went outside and saw the weird man. He was yelling and shouting, yelping and yahooing and whipping his bike. His bike was a broken old down average one, one you would never think of a crazy man to have. And that, my friends, is how he got the name of the Bicycle Crazy Man. In the morning, he put out the leftovers of breakfast for the dog, and after lunch, he went outside to check for them, and the bowl was gone. Theft was never a difficulty in Nelson, and he thought Mama cleaned it up and put it in the cupboard. Also, if you left your axe outside, you would just think your neighbor borrowed it. And some winters were cold in Nelson, and some were mild. This winter, well, it was 10 below. Now, let's fast forward about to the middle of winter. There was a pretty girl named Elena Thurman who had just got married and had just graduated. She had married Mr. Thurman, who happened to live right down the street from my dad. One day, Elena was sitting in her living room when she heard a crash. She went to her kitchen and saw that her kitchen window above the sink had been broken into. She looked around and guessed who she saw? The Bicycle Crazy Man! He was crouched like an ape in the corner saying, "Food, money, give me now!" Now, Elena was smarter than the Bicycle Crazy Man, and she said to him, "Let me call my husband for the money." Mr. Thurman was a football star in high school and was also a policeman. When his wife called him, he jumped into his pickup with his shotgun, raced home, told his wife to call 911, and hunted the Bicycle Crazy Man himself. Elena called 911, and 3 policemen came. They found his bike, but didn't find him. The second day, they saw that the Bicycle Crazy Man had broken into the lake's cottages. All the food and their money was gone. And guess what? They called in 1 helicopter, 5 dogs, and 10 men searched the area. 2 hours later, they found him at the end of Nelson Lake. He was starving and freezing to death. They locked him up in jail, and nobody ever saw the Bicycle Crazy Man again. But let's fast forward again to 6 months later, let's say. My dad and his friend Ron were dirt biking along a logging trail. Ron, for some reason, went off the trail and disappeared over a hill. He came back fast as lightning and waved my dad over. "Come on, Ed, come on." My dad biked over the hill to see the Bicycle Crazy Man's home. They looked around and saw all of their missing things. Their pots and pans and their axes and everything that he took. Then, they saw his house. It had about 10 layers. It looked just a bunch of trees had fallen over and leaves and saps and rocks just fallen on top of him. They wanted to go inside, so they went to the entrance though. It looked dark, so Ron biked back and grabbed their flashlights. Then they crawled through, and Ron suddenly fell into a huge tiger trap that the Bicycle Crazy Man had built. My dad grabbed a rope from outside, helped him up, and then they continued their journey. Then they saw a pretty weird sight. They saw that he had pasted all of the Kool-Aid droppers among the walls of his fort. The crazy man had set up his tent up, and guess what else they found? His diary. Then they hurried back to Ron's dad. Ron's dad was German and was also a policeman. And as it turns out, the bicycle crazy man was Polish. As Ron's dad read out the diary, it explained how he became every little moment after the girlfriend had left him. Now, up in Nelson, the bicycle crazy man is a story to tell around campfires.